Next question is Johnny Hill, H-I-L-L. This is a 69-year-old gentleman currently on hospice with history of COPD, hypertension, PVD, protein calorie malnutrition. Chronic pain. Opioid dependency. Weakness right below the knee, amputation of his lower extremity, difficulty breathing, hypoxemia, PPS score of 40%, weight loss consistent with MAC of 22 centimeter, ADL dependency, protein calorie malnutrition, bowel and bladder incontinence, period. Patient appears to be confused from time to time, most likely related to his hypoxemia. Patient has oxygen available, but he's not wearing it at this time. His O2 sat was found to be at 87% without oxygen. I placed him on oxygen, and a few minutes later, his O2 sat came one to 91% on 2 liters. Blood pressure 110 over 69. Patient states that he's in pain. He belongs to New York Heart Association Class 4. Like I said, he's now eating 40 to 50% of his food. Would like to increase his pain medication and take it more often. This will be reported to the hospice DON and the medical director as well, as far as his medications are concerned. He also states that he needs more provider services. At one time, they tried to get him provider services, but they weren't successful. He had sputum production, extensive history of tobacco abuse in the past. Patient states that the Duonib works better for him than albuterol, but he can't always get it. Apparently, Duonib have been on back order. He's wheelchair bound, of course. And his prognosis remains grave, with most likely less than 6 months to live, given the natural progression of his disease. Thank you.